You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Rima. This week, we look at the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child.
We are really lucky to have mums and dads who love us and take care of us when there's something wrong, especially when we're sick. We can go to the doctor and get the medicine that we need to make us better. We can go to school and learn lots of interesting things and play with our friends. All kids in the world, no matter where they come from, should be able to grow up being safe and loved and have enough food to eat.
This week marks the 20th anniversary of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, the world's most widely ratified human rights treaty in history. The Convention, also known as CRC, is the key piece of international law for the protection and fulfilment of the health, development, social, economic and cultural needs of all children, from newborns to 18 years old. Dr. Elizabeth Mason, Director of WHO's Department of Child and Adolescent Health and Development, talks about progress made.
Over the last 20 years, there has been an increasing recognition by countries of the importance of involving children, looking at issues such as children's parliaments and listening to their needs, the importance of reducing inequity, that is, making sure all children get education, all children get access to health, all children are protected, and the growing realisation of countries that they do need to address these issues as a fundamental right to the children, rather than being, for example, providing education but not providing education for all, providing health but not providing health for all.
The CRC emphasises an urgent need to focus on the millions of children who, due to their socio-economic status or their cultural origin, have been excluded. Savitri Gunasekere, Professor of Law at Colombo University in Sri Lanka and prominent women's rights lawyer, talks about how the convention has changed young lives in Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka has a record of achievement with regard to children, particularly in the area of what the convention refers to as the right of a child to survive and develop and reach his or her full potential. We had visionary policies on health and education, which meant that every child had a right to go to school, had a right to basic health, and that has reflected itself in very good social indicators for children. However, over the years, other problems had emerged, including exploitation of children, particularly in domestic service, small children being employed as domestic servants when they should be in school, despite our education policies. And again, sexual abuse of children within the family, in the community. Those were areas where there were gaps.
One emerging problem in Sri Lanka concerns the welfare of adolescent girls.
We have had years of conflict. We have had displaced people. And this has also surfaced a new problem of a push in the families for early child marriage, and the desire to see that children are married off very young. And that, of course, is a total violation of both constitutional commitments on gender equality as well as the Convention on the Rights of the Child standards on the right to develop, the right to health, the right to participate, the right to be protected from abuse.
Marcus Stahlhofer is a human rights advisor for child and adolescent health with the World Health Organization. He talks about how WHO uses the convention to improve children's lives.
WHO uses the CRC and work with countries to get the right laws and policies in place so that all children get the food they need, the right treatment when they get sick, and grow up to be healthy adults. One example is to make sure that when a child gets sick with pneumonia, they can be treated as close as possible to home, rather than having to go far away to a hospital or to a clinic. One way we make sure this happens is to encourage and help countries to adopt the laws and policies which are needed to explicitly allow health workers in the community to prescribe antibiotics. Another example is the work we're doing to make sure that health rights of teenagers are legally protected in countries, so they can get the information, the advice, and the means that they need, such as condoms, to prevent pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. We also help countries to make sure that doctors and other health workers actually respect the rights of kids in their daily work by teaching them about children's rights and how to treat children and adolescents according to the Convention on the Rights of the Child.
That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you would like to learn more about the Convention of the Rights of the Child, please look for the links on the podcast page. If you have any comments on our podcast or have any suggestions for future health topics, do drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.